From Washington, this is VOA News. Reinforcements making their way into Central Africa in anti-Boko Haram preparations. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting thousands of Chadian troops have arrived in Cameroon to help the Central African nation fight the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon State Radio journalist Said Abdul Karim, who is based in the town of Kuseri on the border with Chad, told VOA in a telephone interview that thousands of Chadian soldiers came into Cameroon in a convoy of military trucks Saturday morning. Colonel Dide Bajek, spokesperson for Cameroon's military, says the soldiers will head for Marwa in northern Cameroon, where they will be deployed to the war zone on the border with Nigeria. He says they will work with Cameroonian soldiers to crush Boko Haram incursions in Cameroon. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé.
In Western Europe, security is significantly increased in Belgium, Germany, and elsewhere following raids in which dozens of suspected Islamic terrorists were arrested since early Friday. Officials say they are deploying up to 300 soldiers to guard possible terror targets. Angry demonstrators in Niger's capital, Niamey, set fire to churches Saturday in the second day of violent protests against French magazine Charlie Hebdo's cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The French embassy in Niamey issued a statement on its website Saturday warning French citizens not to go out on the streets. Photos by a reporter for VOA also showed a police vehicle on fire. More details on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has again denounced the move by the International Criminal Court to launch an inquiry into possible war crimes committed against the Palestinians. In a televised speech on Saturday, Mr. Netanyahu said the ultimate folly of the decision is the democracy of Israel. A world leader in fighting terrorism is being investigated by the ICC. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said her office will conduct an analysis in full independence and impartiality. The probe, announced Friday, is not an investigation, but weighs information about possible crimes and jurisdiction issues to establish whether a full investigation is merited. Nigerians marched in the streets of the capital Abuja Saturday, calling for change in the wake of a deadly attack on northeastern towns that has likely killed hundreds and left thousands more displaced. Calling themselves the Youth Advocates for Change, about 150 people marched through the center of Abuja, saying things could not remain as they are in Nigeria. The Islamist extremist group Boko Haram made headlines earlier this month when it attacked the area Arambaga, a fishing village in the northeastern Borno state. Nigerians will vote next month in a high-stakes presidential election that will pit incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan against former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Pope Francis traveled to the far eastern Philippine city of Tacloban Saturday to comfort survivors of Super Typhoon Haiyan, which devastated the region in November 2013, leaving more than 7,300 people dead or missing. Simone Orendane has a report.
Pope Francis told the crowd that he felt he had to be here when he saw footage of the devastation from Super Typhoon Haiyan in November 2013. He says, "Father, you may say to me, Jesus let me down because I lost my house, I lost my family. It's true, you would say that, and I respect that, but there is Jesus on the cross." The 2013 storm hit a region already hobbled by poverty, and church officials say the Pope was determined to get to the day's events despite bad weather. College student Majesty Okan and her friend said it was well worth the wait.
"We're so blessed that we get to see him and hear his message."
Simone Orendine for VOA News, Tacloban.
Officials in Malawi say massive flooding has killed at least 176 people and that more rain is in the forecast over the next 2 to 3 weeks. The United Nations estimates that 110,000 people have been forced out of their homes due to the flooding. Neighboring Mozambique has also been ravaged by the wet weather. More details on all of our stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.